Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. How are you doing today? I'm so glad that you decided to join and listen in to our podcast about holiday recharge. So it's holiday time, and of course, many of us are busy with many things, family, work, activities, kids, and of course, celebrating the season, so hopefully some fun. So today I want to talk to you about the importance of recharging your body and your soul and your mind during this holiday season. And we'll talk about the best ways to recharge during your time off so that you can get back to your work, to your life, even happier and healthier once your vacation time or holiday time is over. Now, first, I want to recap our podcast from last week. Last week, I talked about holiday mindfulness. And the quote from last week was, "May your holiday season be filled with moments of presence, love, and peace." And once again, that is my wish for all of you listening, that your holiday is filled with all three of those things, presence, love, and peace. And so as I continue with the holiday theme and talk about how to recharge your body, I'll share the crystal for today. I actually have two because there were two that really spoke to me and spoke to this topic. So I'll do the first one. The first crystal is rest to be recharged. And this one was by Layla Gifty Akita. So that's short and sweet. Rest so you can recharge your body. We all know that on this podcast, we talk about success, all things to success, how to be successful, how to reimagine success for your life. And part of success is resting your body so that you can recharge. And now I'll read the second crystal of the day because I like this one as well. Rest is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Take the time off to replenish your energy and recharge your soul. And this is by Dr. Lucas D. Shalua. So that's another key one. I feel like a lot of people, like me included, feel that rest might be a luxury. You know, it's always a lot to do, many things on my plate. And so resting usually often gets pushed to the side or pushed to the end. But it's important for us all to realize that resting is not a luxury. But we need to rest our body, mind, and soul in order to do all the great things that we are hoping to do in our lives, make all the changes that we're hoping to make change, and manifest all the goodness that we're looking to manifest. Rest can only help you do that if you get it in some small doses at least. So let's talk about how to maximize your recharge during your time off during this holiday season. And so I'm going to give 5 tips in order to help you do that. And I know just for me, myself, a lot of times when I take time off, I often have like a long list of things to do. Clean up the house, run errands, take the kids to their activities. Sometimes spend time with friends, family. It's just always a lot to do. And so we're going to talk about how to best balance all of that and include some good rest in during this holiday. So the first tip for maximizing your holiday recharge time is to, 1, take care of all those maintenance items. So maintenance is the word. Maintenance is the word that we're talking about here. So when we talk about maintenance, maintenance means getting your chores done by cleaning your space, your house, buying groceries, organizing your finances, and accomplishing other responsibilities, taking care of your kids, your family members, all of those things that you feel like you need to get done while you're off. And things being in order when the vacation is over will help you return to work or to your business or career with less stress. So I know for me, when I take off, I definitely have a long list, like I said, of things to do. So it's good to get many of these done, allocate some time for this, but it's important to realize that we also have to have balance. So we're not going to spend our whole vacation cleaning up the attic or the garage or all of these type of maintenance items. So spend some time for this. The next thing, which is tip number two on your time off, is to rest. So rest includes making time for low energy, relaxing activities such as reading, watching TV, taking a walk so that your body can physically recharge. Multiple studies have shown that such relaxation techniques can lower your blood pressure, improve digestion, and slow your heart rate, among other health benefits. So rest is very key. I think of rest also in the whole mindfulness category that I talk about at times. So that can even include meditation, just being present in the moment, doing things that you enjoy, even, you know, kind of relaxing low energy hobbies like painting, drawing, singing or music, playing. Those things that you enjoy can be restful as well. So it's important to carve out some time for maintenance activities, but also carve out some time for rest. And it should go unsaid, but I'm going to say it, that sleep is part of rest. A lot of us get too little sleep. So it's important to make sure during your holidays that you get some sleep as well. Try to get that 8 hours of sleep during that time, or at least, you know, wake up a bit later than you normally do. Go to bed a bit earlier than you normally do. But carve out time for your body to physically rest. Because once you're rested, recharged, and rejuvenated, then that's when you can come back and do your best work, have your best ideas, and achieve your best accomplishments. And I think this is also a good time just to remind everyone about one of the crystals. The crystal for today is rest is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Take the time off to replenish your energy and recharge your soul. So I love that part, recharging your soul and replenishing your energy. So rest is a key component of that. Now, the third piece of the time off that I like to talk about is fun. So fun are activities that make up the meaning of life, like hanging out with friends, traveling, or spending time on a new hobby. Fulfilling activities help deepen your relationships and create happy memories, both which are good for your mental health. So make sure you make time for fun. Maybe you can plan some holiday activities or attend or go to some holiday activities. One that I like to do with my family is go see the Christmas lights, the holiday lights in the park here. Love doing that. So we see the lights, we walk around, there's some food, rides, just a nice, fun, memorable time with my family. So things like that. Also during the holidays, people enjoy seeing plays or musicals like The Nutcracker, which is really nice. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, all of those type of things that can give you memories and have nice moments with your family and friends are ways to activate and achieve that fun factor. And of course, on that specific holiday day, that's always a fun time. So if you're celebrate Christmas Day is, you know, can be fun, can be an exhausting time too if you're doing all the cooking and cleaning. But try to balance it out with fun. Hanukkah, you know, celebrating over those 8 days with your family and friends. Kwanzaa, all of these things, the work parties that you may have or parties with your team or family. All those definitely need to be added into your time off so you can have great memories and fun. So far we've talked about maintenance, rest, and fun. The fourth thing I'm going to suggest is limit technology. So just give yourself a bit of a break from technology, social media, I'm not saying don't use it, but just limit it. Take a bit of a break from it while you're off to just give you that additional focus on what you're doing, being present in the moment, rest. Of course, you may want to take pictures and video, and that's good, but spending 2 to 3 hours scrolling or clicking, try not to do that. So scrolling through TikTok, binging on Netflix can quickly eat up all those hours in your day. And then before you know it, you don't have time for maintenance, rest, or fun. So just make a point to shut your phone off for a few hours at least, and or leave it in a different room so that you can really focus on those other activities. Whether it's folding laundry, reading a book, going for a walk, or like I said, partaking in a fun activity with family and friends. So mindfulness is always great to use during your holiday time off and when you're not off as well. So practicing mindfulness can have great mental health benefits. So that is something just to incorporate while you're taking that technology break and you're off. So now I'm going to go to the fifth recommendation, and it's really do it again. So once, you know, this is the holiday time that we're in and many people are taking off and having time with family and friends, make sure that you do this again. Try to do it at least every quarter. Take that time off for yourself so that you can do your maintenance items, rest, have fun. Every quarter is important to keep you replenished and recharged. So at this point, I'm going to say the other crystal, rest to be recharged. So be sure at least quarterly to make sure you're resting to be recharged and taking that time off. Now, I do want to just talk about, this isn't really one of the tips, but just a word of caution as you do take your time off. It's important to avoid spending your dial time doing just one of these three things that I talked about. So some people will spend their downtime maybe doing just one or two of these activities, like spending an entire day out with friends and then you come home exhausted, or cleaning the attic all day, doing your maintenance items and chores all day if you're off for 3 days, that's what you spend your 3 days doing. So that's kind of lopsided, and it doesn't give you the balance that you need to really come out of that time off recharged and rested. So try to blend the maintenance activity, the rest, and the fun throughout your downtime. So, I mean, I feel like maybe resting the whole day might be good. You may need a whole day of rest, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the other two can really exhaust you, doing the maintenance and chores or just the fun all day. So just try to have a nice blend and provide yourself some time of rest in between all of these activities so that you can make the most and maximize your time to recharge. So with that, I'd like to just remind you of the two crystals one more time. The first crystal is rest is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Take the time off to replenish your energy and recharge your soul, by Dr. Lucas Shalua. And the second one is rest to be recharged. And that's by Layla Gifty Akita. So for all of you during this holiday season, I definitely wish you many moments of presence, love, and peace. But I also wish for you time to rest, recharge, and energize your mind, body, and soul. And hopefully these tips will help you do that. So let me recap the tips as well. Number one is take time for maintenance during your time off. Take time for rest during your time off. And take time for fun during your time off. And the next one is limit technology during your time off. And the final one is do this all again at least once a quarter. And just the one thing to avoid is spending all your downtime just doing one of these. Try to make it a nice blend so you can come out rested and recharged. I'm Melanie Crystal. This is the Reimagine Success Podcast. And as always, you can reach me on social media. You can check me out on TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram. And if you want to see me a little bit more or reach out to me. And I'm glad you listened today and hope that you have the joyous, happy holiday season with lots of rest, lots of time off. And hopefully you can use some of these tips to make the most of it and maximize your recharge time. I can't wait to talk to you again for the next podcast. Bye for now.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.